I want to go over to Moorhead and check in with Barbara Hedrick. She is a political science professor at Minnesota State University Moorhead. And Moorhead has a big vote coming up tomorrow, not only for mayor and all some city council seats, but also a ballot question that will ask Moorhead residents whether they want to move election years from odd years, i.e. 2013, to even years, i.e. 2012 and 2014, when presidential, congressional, governors, legislative races are held in the state of Minnesota. Talk more about this. Let's welcome in Barb Hedrick. Hello, Barbara Hedrick. How are you?
I'm all right, Mike. How are you? Hi, no, Bob.
How you doing, Barb?
Say, I heard, so I don't know if you heard this before we get into the talking about the ballot question, but I have been told that one of the council members, the Ward 2 council member, Jim Haney, who was supposed to debate Mark Altenberg today, at MSUM, did not show up for the debate. He just said, I've got other things to do today. Have you heard that?
I don't know. I've been in class, so I don't know who showed up today. I had a student who came into class who had been to part of the mayor's debate, but I hadn't heard anything about somebody not showing up for city council debate.
Yeah, I was told that everybody showed up for the mayor's debate, the four candidates, and then it was only the only other debate was supposed to be Jim Haney and Mark Altenberg, and I was told that Mr. Haney did not show up and had called the moderators of the debate and said, I have some other stuff to do. So a day before the election, he apparently turned down a chance to debate his opponent, but that's a whole different story.
You know, students don't vote.
No, not at all. They can't elect or unelect people at all. Barb, one of the questions on the ballot tomorrow for Moorhead residents is going to be whether or not they will vote yes or no to change the city charter to have elections in even numbered years. As it stands now, and as it's been for decades, Moorhead votes in odd numbered years. That's kind of the gist of it. Can you break down what exactly this means and why people should maybe look at one or the other in making their decision?
Well, generally, these things are done for a couple of reasons. You switch to an even number year with the other general election to save some money, so you're not spending money in an odd number year on another election. And the other reason is simply you're going to get more people turn out if it's more than just local elections. And so you will be expanding the number of voters that show up to vote.
According to some of the letters to the editor, though, that I've seen in the forum, there are those, including former Mayor Maury Lanning, I think, weighed in either today or yesterday, saying people should not change this because it will take the focus away from local elections and the mayor's race and the council races will get lost at the bottom of the ballot. Is that a valid concern for those who don't want to see the elections changed?
It might be for some voters that's true, but truthfully, it'll get more voters who participate by being on an even numbered year when simply more people show up. So people will make an effort to figure out how they want to vote on those down ballot, as we say, positions. As far as it's getting lost in attention, that would probably depend on what else is being contested. How contested is the local state legislative races, for example? If they're not very contested, then the local elections could very easily take more attention in terms of local news media.
Another concern that people have raised, including, again, former Mayor Lanning, was it's going to turn city elections into partisan races. And right now they're not partisan. They're nonpartisan races, and they're supposed to be that way. But the argument goes that it'll become partisan races. My immediate reaction to that, Barb, is, well, wait a second here. Even numbered years have county commission races, it has school board races.
County sheriff.
It has all kinds of nonpartisan down ballot races. And to the best of my knowledge, none of those have overtly become partisan in the last 10, 20 years that I've been paying attention.
You could actually make the argument that the voting electorate could very well be less partisan because you're expanding it. In these odd-numbered years, the folks most likely to show up are your stronger partisans. And even though there's no party name after candidates in nonpartisan elections, the truth is, particularly in these sorts of elections where you're really the most attentive voters are the ones showing up the most, they know who's more aligned with one party than the other.
And everybody has their worldviews. I mean, every, you know, you can call it nonpartisan, but everybody has...
Very few people in politics have no party.
Oh, exactly. No, you're exactly right. And so it's, to me, that argument doesn't hold much water, but that's my personal bias. You know, you talk about voter turnout, and I think you and I actually chatted about this the last time I had you on the program. What's the expected voter turnout going to be tomorrow? 10%, 15%?
Yeah, I gave you a guess of 25%. 25% of the number that showed up for a year ago.
Okay, and so that's going to translate into how many actual voters in the city of Moorhead?
I don't know how many actual voters there are in Moorhead, so I can't tell you. I don't know how what the.
I think there's like 19,000 or maybe 20,000 eligible voters. Does that seem right in a city of about 40,000 people?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah, I don't know how. Much the population is below voting age, or and of course Minnesota makes it easier. You can register on election day, so that makes you don't have to worry about that as much. If people are motivated to vote, they can vote. It could easily, but you know, I remember a Fargo school board election, which less than 5,000 people showed up.
Yeah, and that's, to me, you know, if Moorhead gets 25% turnout tomorrow, to me that would seem high. But we'll see what it turns out. Maybe people are really locked in. Maybe they're really interested, but 25% to me seems high. What was the voter turnout last year, 2012, during the presidential election in the city
of Moorhead?
Oh, I
don't know what it was for Clay County, but in Minnesota in general, it is routinely one of the higher turnout rate states, and I can't imagine Clay County's much lower.
We were talking 70%, 75%?
Yeah, something close to that, even over 70% potentially, yeah.
How many other municipalities, I'm asking you questions totally cold and totally that you haven't had a chance to study, but how many other municipalities or entities have off-year elections?
States do. Virginia has their governor election this year.
Well, that's true. So is New Jersey, because Chris Christie's up for election.
Yeah, so there are states who like the idea. There are states and locales who like the idea of separating state or local away from everybody else, so it's just about those elections and not any other. They always have lower turnout. And the truth is also, because it is a nonpartisan election, that also reduces turnout.
Oh, sure, it does. Yeah.
One of the dirty secrets about partisanship.
Well, because partisans get their own to turn out. They go to the door and say.
Well, yeah, and if you, it's like, you know, do you show up for the football game? Well, you got a team to root for or not?
Okay, yeah, that's a good analogy. That's a very good analogy for my program and for my audience. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm a big football fan, so.
Excellent. What team now? Let's get that out of here.
I'm proud to say this year that I'm a lifelong fan of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, really? Oh, you've suffered a long time then. Goodness gracious.
I have suffered. I've had, when I was 7 years old, I had one of the greatest days of my life.
You're giving away your age now, of course, because that was 1969?
January 1970.
1970, when the Chiefs of Hank Stram beat the Vikings of Bud Grant.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Barb, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you. I appreciate your time today.
You're welcome.
Yep, you bet. Barbara Hedrick, she is a political science professor at MSUM.